we ran through the mitzvot and we finished really the mitzvot of the year. And we reached the conclusion of the mitzvot that are common and frequent and that we run into on a steady basis. We didn't go into the mitzvot of the judges because those mitzvot are specific for the chachamim. So what's left is 83 mitzvot asei and 162 lot asei. And included in them we had the seven mitzvot from the prophets, which are the Netilas Yadayim, Avel, mourning, Eruv, Tisha B'Av, Chanukah, and Megillah. And the seventh is the mitzvah of Hallel. So now we come to the mitzvahs that aren't so common. The first mitzvah is building a base of Mikdash. And today we build a shul. That's a Mikdash Me'at. That we have a responsibility for building a shul. And even if people don't want to, the townspeople could force one another to build a shul. And when they build it, they should say, we're building the shul to davenin, just as our sages instituted, and they aligned it with the pasuk that Hashem says, Vasuli Mikdash. We added in last week's parsha, Hashem says, build me a Mikdash. And in the shul, we don't lay a mosaic floor, and that's a fulfillment of the prohibition not to lay a mosaic floor like they used to, that they used to bow on in front of their idols. And that's why on Yom Kippur, we lay grass on the floor, we lay paper on the floor when we bow, because they used to bow on their mosaic floors as it was part of the idol worship, and we don't. So this is the first mitzvah that's relevant today, but uncommon. The mitzvah of building a shul, and not laying a mosaic floor, or not bowing on the floor directly.